But I'm not very much fond of reception. I want to know how people give reception to this movement. That is my concern. Come on, Guruji. England, I think I am coming for the second chance. Last time in 1967, when I was going to India, I stayed there for 2 days only, and then went ahead.
And for how long now?
That I do not know. I have got so many fathers and mothers to take care. So, as long as they keep me, I continue.
Can I ask if this is a very special welcome for you? Or is this a performance that you
no.
do each day?
Wherever I go, I have got my disciples. In the Western countries, I have got about 20 centers, especially in America, Canada. So, the American boys are very enthusiastic. I think I got in Los Angeles and San Francisco very great reception. And in Rathajatra festival, about 10,000 boys and girls followed me for 7 miles.
What do you try and teach
them? I am trying to teach that you have forgotten. There is God. Some of you are saying there is no God. Some of you are saying God is dead, and some of you are saying God is impersonal or God. These are all nonsense. I want to think all is nonsense that there is God. That is my mission. Any nonsense can come to me, I shall prove that there is God. That is my Krishna consciousness. It is a challenge to the atheistic people. There is God. As if we are sitting here face to face, we can see God face to face. If you are sincere and if you are serious, that is possible. Unfortunately, we are trying to find a God. That's why we are embracing so many miseries of life. I am simply preaching that you have Krishna consciousness and be happy. Don't be swayed out by this nonsense way from Maya and illusion. Thank you, Maya.
Is this singing essential to the suffering today?
This singing is a process for clearing the dust accumulated on the heart. Our relationship with God is eternal. It cannot be broken. But due to the contact of Maya, we are trying to forget Him. But if we chant the holy name of God, Hare Krishna, then Maya will not act, and He shall very quickly understand what is our relationship with God. That is the cause. Keta Dattvana Marjan, the Sanskrit word is cleansing the dirty heart. Dirty. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Namang Dikshitanam Mulha Prasadante Narada. Those are miscreants, rascals, and lowest of the mankind, and taking all knowledge. An atheistic class of men, they do not know what is God. Others, those who are virtuous, those who are inquisitive, those who are wise, they will try and they will understand what is God. So, my appeal to you is that you try to understand this movement, Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a bogus movement. It is scientific, authorized. Any scientist, any philosopher, any logician may come and he shall prove that there is God and you have got to have a relationship with God. So if you want to happen, then you must get to this Krishna consciousness. Otherwise the human race is doomed. Rāva bhakta sukuto mahadguna. Anyone who has no God consciousness, he has no qualifications, however academically he may be very rich, he has no qualifications. Manorathena sato dhāvatu vai. His only qualification is mental concoction. Mental concoction. That's all. He has no other qualification. So we reject all this nonsense. We simply accept a sincere soul who wants to dedicate his life for God's service. So it is not easy thing. These boys and girls who are following me, they are very elevated. They are not ordinary boys and girls. They are taken to Krishna consciousness. Their quality is better than any mundane erudite scholar. It is itself. Deshrati bhakti bhagavata kinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasati sura. Anyone who has developed Krishna consciousness, love of God, all good qualities will automatically develop in him. All good qualities. Test any of our students, how they are good, how they are advanced. Test it. Bring anyone in this world and test any one of our boys. You will find how much difference there is in their character, in their feeling, in their consciousness. So this is the only thing. If you want peaceful society, then you must make them God conscious, Krishna consciousness. Everything will be automatically solved. Otherwise, your so-called United Nations will not help.
Mr. Billy Graham makes people God conscious in a different way. Can you tell me what you think of him?
I do not know, William, but I am following the Vedic principle, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. God says that you give up all nonsense occupation, simply surrender unto me and I take charge and give you protection. This is our philosophy.
Can I ask you some questions about your general attitude on things going on around us? For instance, what do you feel about man going to the moon?
This is simply a waste of time. I already commented on this when I was in San Francisco. The reporters asked me this very question. I flatly replied that it is simply a waste of time and waste of money. That's all.
What about something very much nearer to ourselves here in this country, and that is a war or civil disturbance is going on in the
country? Well, war is going on.
Between Christians.
Oh, we are not Christian, not Hindu, not Muslim. We are God's servant. That's all. Anyone who is God's servant, there is no disagreement. And one is Maya's servant of Maya illusion, there is disagreement. So, it doesn't matter. Our taste is Savai Pulsamaro Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Abhukhaji. That system of religion is first class, which teaches how to love God. That's all. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion, Mohammedan religion, or Hindu religion. We shall see if the follower of the religion has learned how to love God, then his religion is perfect. After all, it is useless.
You don't think it's worth going to such places as Ireland and trying to talk to the people out there?
This is our topic, that the first class religion is that which teaches how to love God. Try to understand this. This is the simple formula.
So don't you think it's worth going over there to try and help him?
We shall see. Suppose you are Christian. If you have developed your sense of love, loving God, then you are perfect. Your religion is perfect. But instead of loving God, if you have developed your sense of loving dog, then you have wasted your time. That is your test. You want to ask them questions?
No, I think the lady really wants to take you away from us. I think the room is up.
All right.
I just want to know how old you are. How old you are?
I am 74. Yes, I was born in 1896.
Whereabouts?
In India, Calcutta.
Are you married, son?
Yes, I've got my sons and sons, my wife for living, but I have no connection with them. I'm a sannyasi, renounced order. I've got elderly sons.
Yes. You say you have no connection with them?
No.
Why?
Because I have taken sannyas, I dedicated my life for Krishna.
I see.
That is a Vedic system. That certain portion of your life you should simply dedicate for God. That is called sannyas.
To do this, did you have to divorce?
No, there is no question. We do not know what is divorce. In our country, there is no divorce. That is in Hindu law. Wife and husband once combined, that is for life. There is no question of separation. In all circumstances. Either in distress or in happiness. There is no question of separation. Now our modern politicians, they have introduced this divorce law. Otherwise, according to Hindu, Manu Sangita, there is no divorce.
When did you renounce your family?
In 1959.
How are they managing without you?
They are managing in there. My sons are grown up, they are earning. My wife is also rich man's daughter. She has got some property, so they are no problem.
Do you ever see them at all?
No, I cannot see. I cannot see at least my wife. But if my sons and daughters come to see me, they can see. But my wife cannot see. That is tough.
This way.
That is the system of sannyas. A sannyasi cannot meet his wife again. That is renouncement. Renouncement means renouncing connection and his own. Or renouncing sex life. That is enough.
Do this one, sir.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.